What's going on, K-State Nation? 80 Greer back for another edition of Triple P, the Purple Project Podcast, all about the latest in the world of Kansas State athletics, Kansas State University, where me, yours truly, Eddie Greer, here in Manhattan, Kansas, who lives in Manhattan, Kansas still, home of the K-State Wildcats here on this edition here, as we get closer and closer to kickoff with the Texas Longhorns. I do want to touch on volleyball. I wanted to get this out sooner, but time won't allow me to do it, so I'm going to touch this on this. Now, Tiana Adams-Conoy was named to the Coastside Academic All-District second team, and this was last week, as well as last Friday, that the Coastside All-District all academic teams were announced. Her name got announced, Tiana Adams-Conoy, not Tiana, or whatever I just said. I just love saying her name, whether I'm getting her last part of her name right or not. I just love saying her name. I just wanted to acknowledge that as well. Obviously, volleyball already was killing it with the, in other words, doing very well in the classroom. Now, you have Adams-Conoy doing work and getting named onto the second all-district team here. Adams-Conoy adds to her academic resume that now includes two academic All-Big 12 first-team selection as the junior earned her second conference academic award last week. A life science major, Adams-Conoy boasts a 3.48 grade point average and was one of 11 student athletes from the Big 12 to earn academic all-district accolades. Adams-Conoy, a native of Honolulu, Hawaii, currently leads the Big 12 with 982 assists on the court, and that's an average of 10.6, almost 11 a game. She has turned in a career-high 6 double-doubles on the season and has amassed 182 digs. That's almost 2 per set there. This season, the 6'1" setter has set single-match career highs in assists with 61, digs 17, kills 7, and aces 3. Her 61 assists outing against Texas Tech a few weeks ago, actually almost a month ago, marked the first 60-plus assist performance by any player in the Big 12 this season. First team academic all-district honorees advanced to the Coastside Academic All-America ballot. All-America honorees will be announced in mid-December. Adams-Conoy's award is the 24th academic all-district honor under head coach Susie Fritz, and the fourth over the last 3 seasons as well. They just got done playing with their regular season, and now they're going to get their bout here. Actually, tomorrow, they're going to be getting ready to go against KU in their Sunflower Showdown against KU tomorrow on Senior Day as well. But the main thing here is Tiana Adams-Conoy adds on another academic award in the classroom. This volleyball team knows how to get it done on, especially off the court, doing work in the classroom. So congratulations to Tiana, the 3Y NASCAR podcast. Get it! Wherever you get your podcast, your K-State fam, wanting more content of your Wildcats, whether you're here in the state of Kansas, Texas, overseas, wherever, the Purple Project Podcast, find it wherever you get your podcast. Spotify, Apple, Audioboom, Odyssey, and more, the Purple Project Podcast are about to roll into the final month of the year, of the calendar year. Obviously, football, the regular season for K-State comes to a close today. As they're getting ready to play Texas. There's just too many Texas teams in this conference. They're getting ready to play Texas there. Volleyball getting ready to close to have their regular season come to a close officially. And then, let's see, we got basketball going on here this weekend as well. The women back in Bramlage, they just cruised over Abilene Christian there. Men, they're going to be looking for some answers after coming up winless at Kansas City. So there's that as well. We got golf in this cold weather climate going on as well. So a lot going on, and I'm going to do my best to cover it. This is why I want to do a little something different out of the box here to give you guys K-State content, not just from football and basketball, from these other K-State outlets, but just from other outlets as well. And volleyball has been one of those as well. It's been a joy to give you the content on volleyball as well. So congratulations to Tiana Adams-Cannoli. That's going to do it for now. Go Cats, Eddie Greer. This has been another edition of the Purple Project Podcast. Happy Thanksgiving once again. Long Thanksgiving weekend. Appreciate you guys. Enjoy. Continue to enjoy that food and that family time and friend time as well. We'll be back with another episode of Triple P coming soon.